I don't like jollof rice. That is very weird. I know most of you are saying, I'm obviously don't like jollof rice. I don't like it, but I'll take concussion rice. I don't know, is it weird? It's not weird, but I really am not a fan of it. If I am going to eat jollof rice, it has to be once in a while. I can't, if I'm taking it at a go, I'm being forced to eat. Oh, I don't like the concept of sack, but you know when your beggar did not have choice, that kind of thing. Except I'm putting in a position, but if you put me in a position of pick what you want, rice and stew, jollof rice and fried rice, I'll pick fried rice first and rice and stew before I pick jollof rice. I'm all to banga about long. But then at the same time, I think it's the Christmas period. Merry Christmas, guys! How we doing today? I don't know if it's I don't know if I'll drop this one for Merry Christmas, but I think I'm gonna drop it. No, I don't think I'm gonna drop it for Merry Christmas. But anyways, ciao ciao ciao. How are we doing? Hello, guys. It's your girl Sarah. God caused me a lot of joy. I think you should too. Cause this is podcast with no name. That sounded weird, but then it's okay. How y'all doing? This December is dirtying itself, because I don't think I'm joining the December the dirty. But then, how you guys doing? I know the month has been stressful, the year has been shaggish, but then God has been coming through. Hey, Pastor Preach. Oh my God, I miss you guys. Is that weird that I'm saying this right now? I don't know, I just feel like I miss you guys. I really do actually miss you guys. I miss the banters. No, there was no banter, but I just miss having people, you know, say, oh yes, I can relate, you know, when people are, you know, listening to this, and then they're like, oh my God, yes, it's true. And I'm like, oh my God, it just makes me smile, it just makes me happy. It actually does make me happy. Do you want to do that too? If you're new here, if you want to do that, sounds like UGB once again, but then I'm gonna give you my social media handle at the end of this episode, so do not go anywhere. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about two movies. I talked about one the last time, and I said I was going to talk about three then, but I could not. I only did Anikulapo, so I'm going to talk about two. The first one is Anyila, and the second one is The King's Horseman. First of all, I'll be second of all. Secondly, I want to appreciate once again. I don't know. I think I've said it before, but I really want to appreciate Nigerian filmmakers. They are doing a lot, trying to bring history, bring Yoruba. There was this movie. You see, Gang of Thieves that. Sorry, Tony Abraham did. I think that was like earlier this year. Or middle of this year. I'm not too sure, but around that time, sure. And I really loved that movie. It just reminded me of all those days that would sit down in my house, and probably one of my grandmas from the village would come, and I'm a Yoruba girl, if some of you don't know anyways, but I'm telling you right now. And then they'll say, we should put to, what's the name, this Yoruba station, Africa Magic Yoruba something, and we'll sit down, we'll watch these things, and it was just so stupid to us sometimes, but we'll sit down and watch. It just gave me that feeling. It had this nostalgic feeling. I was like, oh, reminds me of this day. So I really enjoyed that movie. I think it was one of the best movies that has come out this year that has to do with African history and Africa, you know, in the back century, back setting, you know. I really enjoyed it. So now let's go back to The King's Horseman and Anyila. First of all, brag a little bit. If you saw Anyila poster, film poster, if you've not seen it, go and check Instagram, go and check Creative Kaizen, KRAATIV, Creative, yeah, Kaizen, KIAZN. Go and check them out. Trust me. I don't want to brag, but I know this. I know the designer. That Anyila poster was just beautiful. I felt like a proud person. I showed that party higher every day. Yes, it was a really high. It was a really high, very high. You guys, it was really high. But honestly speaking, I loved the poster. I was just feeling proud and fly. So I did not get to watch Anyila early. That's why I'm actually doing a review now. I did not get to watch Anyila early. I was preoccupied, and it was, you know, not really available. I was not able to reach it very early. But I did get to listen, you know. People actually talked about it, so I got to listen to people's reviews. I want to see banga, you're fete. But then I got to watch it, and it is a very beautiful piece. I must commend Kunle Afolayan once again. I'm really like I expected something good from you. So yeah, I mean, you delivered. I really like the movie because it talked about history. You know, it's for somebody who did not, I probably have not even heard of Anila. I've heard of Anila before. Me, I've heard of Anila before because Fuji and all and stuff like that, and Akpala and Co. I happened to listen to it. So yes, of course, you'd have heard about Anila. But for people who have not actually listened to it and they got to even watch it, like, it will make you, for someone who has a very curious or inquisitive mind, go and check for his songs and, you know, want to feel flying. Is that me? It's only K, one of your teammates that actually, like, you know, sings Fuji. I mean, there are a lot of them. And you just want to go back so you don't feel stupid the next time somebody's talking about something. Like, so boring. And Larry me. I've not heard Anila song before. And you're like, oh, I downloaded and I really loved it. You don't want to sound stupid. Then another thing I liked about the Anila movie was called See History, See Lessons. The life of a legend has been showcased to us in such beautiful story. I loved it. I more love it. And the last one I want to talk about in that Anila is the lessons. The lessons is, that's the beauty. I feel like the lessons learned from that movie is what beautifies Africa. It's what beautifies Nigeria history and culture. Is that at every point where you see where they do story, and I thought they taught his stories. What my dad actually did tell, give me the Jakpa stories a lot. And then I don't know if I'm imagining this, or I think I remember my dad's elder sister was in the village. God bless her soul. Rest in peace. She would sit us down, and sometimes I'd just sit on her lap, and she would tell me really beautiful stories. And having to see, and then after that, they would tell us lessons. You say, okay, what did you learn from it? And then seeing the life of a legend, and they're asking, what did you learn from it? First of all, you may embarrass you. Forget it. Because at the end of the day, the person, the woman that he fought with his manager, with the woman, I mean, the next time, I'm going to spoil it. I didn't want to spoil it, but I'm going to spoil it. I'm sorry if you hear any noise. I'm so sorry, but people, I thought it was a very good time to record. Another problem I'm having, but it feels like I think people are actually moving around the house, so I can't really see. But anywho, okay, so as I was saying, like, the lessons are no, there's a lot. The fight, the pride, everything just did not make sense. At the end of the day, in the long run, it was like, what was it all for? You were just about to get to where you were supposed to be. Just about to get there. And then what? You die because you fight. And that's it. And the beauty, you know, the funny part is life moves on. It moves on. Nobody is going to stop. Nobody. It's so really painful, Sha. Anyways, that's the bit. I really loved Anila. God, I loved it. I love that I got to see history in, you know, in film, and I loved it. I really wish they could do more, please. Clara Folayan, we're expecting more. I know it's a lot of work, hard work, research, and you know, it's a lot actually, because you have to be sure that you're on the right track. You know, please, we want more of this about, you know, historical things. Even ones that are present, we would not mind hearing stories about them too. But yeah, that's about right. Okay, so the second movie is King Susman. I like the way they embodied the colonial. It was the colonial era. I loved it. I really loved it. I loved it so much. Actually, I really did love it too much, if you ask me. But I really loved it. I like the fact that, although you people know, if you don't know, I don't like the sex scenes. It's very, it's not an inevitable thing. It's an evi- like you can remove it and you will not die. The film will continue. The film will not spoil. The film will not budget. the film can go on, like the movie can go on and be perfect without any scene. I felt like the, is it erotic scene? I don't even want to even call that scene. It was unnecessary. It could have been avoided. I don't know if you get where I'm coming from, because I'm so sorry. I am more particular about the young ones actually learning HTP. See, let me let you guys, I don't know if you guys know this thing, but you see these views, the likes or listens I might get from podcast, if I put it into video, you guys watch it more than actually listen to the podcast. That is how much video captures the mind than even music. Yes. Now imagine children who want to watch this thing, and then this scene, you're just punishing the mind. You're destroying it. You are. That isn't what they should be seeing. But actually, I love the movie. I liked it. I was so excited about it. I really liked it. I saw my mama shopping below. See you guys. I was so, oh God. What is so, I just keep remembering certain things. Okay, like now. I'm sorry. I just used to get angry whenever I remember some things. Okay, so like now, remember that time, that the beginning part where the election about, you know, he sat down and women were around him. What was the need for naked women? No, I don't understand. I didn't. What was the need? Like, we should stop promoting these things. I understand. America has something worrying me. Please don't bring LGBTQ ABCD into this thing. I'm telling people now. Please, it's not necessary. Honestly, Nigerian filmmakers, I don't know what people have in your head, but stop it. Be calming down now. All these things are so unnecessary. I'm just really pissed right now. I don't even want to talk about it. I just really am angry. I was joining. I'm so sorry. Okay, so that, what did I like in LSU about? You know when you just get giddy watching something. I like the fact that Dayemi actually like he had to shave his brows. His beard. I think he has shaved it before for one particular movie. I can't really remember, but he has done that before. But apart from that, I loved it. I don't know what theater art student call that thing, but where Shafi, my mama, God, that woman is good. The way Shafi Bello was talking to Election about the performance, the rendition, everything was just on point. See, honestly, if you don't even understand Yoruba, that minute, you just understand the emotions, like the way the anger. Ay, God, I loved it. Like, I remember now when I'm like, oh my God. And that's when they brought the son's body. I love the twist of the movie, the way they brought in the son's body, and then yes, he ended up dying too. See, another step where they spoil movie for this thing. But so sorry about that once again. But honestly, guys, I'm telling people, Shafi Bello was on that one my heart the most. Yeah, she actually did win my heart the most in the entire movie. The God performance. And then this is not to insult white people, but the way they made us understand the stupidity of the white, like the way the white, and it's the truth, the white people actually want to ridicule the culture, and at the end of the day they look stupid. Because why would you wear a masquerade attire to a ball? Kilo mashing people. And that's how it was, even not just in Africa, even in India. I know they did a whole lot of that thing, and it just was just funny, you know. Now I'm looking at India, I'm seeing like a bag with origin of India. Ugh. Anyways, you guys, that's it on the two movies. I'm going to be talking about one more, but after this one, I'm talking, don't ask me to do anything again. I know they do. Let's talk about real life things. Yes. But you guys, yes, it was such nice movies. And I must commend Nigerian filmmakers and actors and actresses and producers and behind the scene people, set design, everybody. I must say, this 2022, you guys finished it. Like, you finished. I can't wait to see what 2023 has to give us. But you finished it. I loved it. I loved everything about 2022 that had to do with the film industry was a hit. a hit. I did not like Honey Colapo Steel, but then it was a hit. Okay, that's it, guys. Okay, guys, I know we're done for today, but it is not the end, because we've got another one tomorrow. If you stay tuned, you're going to see it. If you stay tuned, I'm Akuro, but then tomorrow, I'm going to drop another one tomorrow. Okay, guys, you know where and how to get you to me on my social media platforms. And if you don't, let me tell you on Instagram. Let me know your thoughts on every of these movies. LUNAHKINS 20. Twenty-five for Twitter. LUNAHKINS and for Twitter. LUNAHKINS 25. Luna Akins, please send me DMs. Don't roast me. Send me DMs. Send me DMs. Comment. I wanna see it. I love to see it. Tell me you loved it. Repost, share, tell your friends. And if you want to, you know, get more of this and preach the gospel out there. On every podcast platform, you can get Podcast with No Name. All you have to do is go to your search. That's it right there. Now click it. Podcast with No Name. Baby girl, don't put no space. Calm down. PODCAST. That's podcast. WITH. NONAME. No name. No space. And we have it right there. Like, subscribe, share, preach the word, let them know. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye, guys!